Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, welcome to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. It is now 9:08, and it's time for us to say thank you to Center Center Stage. Is brought to you by Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. Chanhassen has just been such a great supporter of Center Stage, and we really appreciate it. If you get a chance to go to Chanhassen Dinner Theaters to see a show, Holiday Inn is playing now. It's running through February 23rd. Rohan Preston, the lead theater critic over at the Star Tribune, says it is fabulous. So you want to get over there. All you have to do is go to ChanhassenDT.com. Again, that's ChanhassenDT.com. Also, Four Seasons through December 2nd at the Lab Theater. Triple Espresso through January 13th at the Park Square Theater. Lend Me a Tenor through February 16th at the Old Log Theater and Church Basement. Ladies, we talked about this last week. You Smell Barn through February 14th at the Ames Center. Also, holiday shows. The Elf, the musical, we hope to talk about that later in this hour. That's at the Ordway through December 30th. A Charlie Brown Christmas through December 22nd at Stepping Stone Theater. I want to take my granddaughters to see that. A Christmas Carol, I hear it's fabulous, over at the Guthrie Theater through December 29th. And then, of course, I have to tell you about upcoming concerts. The Steels are at the Fitzgerald Theater on December 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m. At the Fitzgerald. All you got to do is go to fitzgeraldtheater.publicradio.org to get tickets to our show. We are going to give away a pair of tickets to one of those nights tonight. So we hope that you will stay tuned, and we'll be calling that out very soon. Also, the New Standards Holiday Show is happening Friday and Saturday at the State Theater. You don't want to miss that. And Vocal Essence, Welcome Christmas is what it's called. Friday at the Roseville Lutheran Church, Saturday and Sunday afternoon at Plymouth Congregational Church. All right. Rohan Preston, that same lead theater critic over at the Star Tribune, is joining us right now. How you doing, Ro?
I'm great, thanks. Happy holidays and happy December to you.
I know. It's Hanukkah today. It's the beginning. Can you believe it?
It's just incredible that essentially the year is over.
I know, but don't say it. There's too much to do. I have too much joy for December. Don't steal my joy, darling. Don't steal it. Okay, you have a lot on your plate, and you've been seeing so many great shows. You had a chance to go and see Black Nativity that went from being a full show to being just a concert, really, with a narrator. I had a chance to talk to Yolanda Bruce last week about that, and I know you had a chance to go see it. Tell us what you saw.
Well, you know, the number is always put on what is, I think, is the most soulful holiday show, program that they've had for these many years. It's just a lot of great music, great voices, lifting up the season,
right,
and lifting up the story. And what's always interesting is that every year it plays into what's happening in the politics of the world. And so when I was listening, in fact, you mentioned Yolanda Bruce, who's beautiful. She has a beautiful soprano and a great range in the show. I was listening to the voices singing about No Room at the Inn, and Greta Oglesby was doing that. And, you know, Dennis Spears is also a part of it. And Deborah Finney. You know, the images popped up for me of the kids at the border, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's hard for the politics of the world to not intrude at this moment, and this season, when we're reminded of sort of the grace and gift giving and all of that. That's you know, so essential this time of year.
You know, what's really unusual is that we are in a conundrum here in this country where it's a time of year to celebrate, to give love and gratitude and so much more, to spend time with family and friends. And you can pick who your family is, you know, that's the beauty of it. Mm-hmm, you can't pick your relatives, but you can pick your family. And, you know, so people get a chance to spend time with family and friends. And, at the same time, we are all frustrated. So many Americans, don't even want to turn the TV on. There's just so much going on that is so disturbing when it comes to politics, when it comes to our leaders, what they are doing and they are not doing, that, you know, sometimes you get mired in, the distaste of what is going on right now. And we disdain it more every day. Yet we find time to celebrate the reasons for the season. And there are many of them. How do you find time for that? Because the challenge for you is that you're always seeing shows. And a lot of these shows are very relative to what's going on today in our society. And this particular piece talks about it from a whole different perspective. So you probably left there completely uplifted. But how often does that happen?
Right. I was totally uplifted. And, you know, I mean, this is a show that that gets people standing up for the standing ovation, and there are moments you clap along and so on and so forth. I was very much energized and full of optimism leaving that show. And it wasn't just the music. The music was fantastic. But it was also the dance. The dancers usually have a pair of dancers that embody the emotions of the piece, and all the want, the desperation, and then finally the birth and exaltation of the child. And, you know, this refugee family seeking shelter, seeking a home, and ready to deliver the light of the world. It's a great story.
And it's a great story, but it's not the story we're living today, is it?
No. But it also becomes a marker of you know what. And you mentioned it. What can we do?
Right. What could be?
You know, yes. You know what can what? How can we sort of live out some of these ideals, you know, certainly at this time of the year.
You are a father, a husband, and you know what a lot of young people are seeing today. You know, when you have children in the audience, to see Black nativity is a beautiful thing because they are learning a lesson. And theater does it a lot for all children, no matter what color they are.
Absolutely.
Yet we are hearing a whole nother story. You know, the parents are learning. Maybe they are guarding their children, you know, away or steering them away from the stories that we hear about the concentration camps. Basically, that's what they are, with all these children, these teenagers in them, and how, you know, the administration and our leaders today are not doing what they're supposed to do. And I hope that we will see a big change in January. But it's got to be really frustrating to know that we are celebrating the season, knowing that these children are away from their families, away from their parents, and away from so much more. And here we are, you know, enjoying the season together. That's got to be a difficult time. Do you broach those kind of discussions at the dinner table today with your children, especially now that they're older?
Yeah, we do have those discussions. I mean, and there's a sense of futility that, you know, these are decisions that are taken elsewhere, and the question is, what can you do? And so we have goals of just you know, being neighborly, being good to your neighbors, good to people you encounter. My daughter tonight, in fact, was talking, the younger one was talking about goals of you know, letting someone get in line ahead of her. Just as, you know, just nice things that she, you know, she and her friends have to do every day. They want to do one good thing a day like that. And I think that's commendable, because it's personalizing and trying to find a way to do something that's responsive. But I have to tell you, the young people are heartbroken. At least the young people I'm dealing with or interacting with. And there's a sense that they have been sort of betrayed by adults.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. It's really difficult, but something has to be done, and we have to have these discussions no matter how painful they are for families. A lot of us don't handle it very well, but we have to learn to, because these are discussions that may change the way we think. I wish we could have them together, but boy, we are embracing ourselves, or not embracing, but we are drenching ourselves in brain balm, you know? I mean, when you've got, what is it, 12 cable stations that are now doing Christmas movies 24/7, you can really see that people need to get away from the reality of life. But we really can't afford that. We have to stay awake, right? And we can
we
do that through theater.
We do. And, you know, it's like last week I went to see, The Brave New Workshops,
yes.
New holiday show.
I've been wondering if you were going to get a chance to go over there and check that out. I saw it on my list, and I should have mentioned it. Give us the title of that. I'm trying to find it right now.
Angels,
do you remember?
We Angels We've Heard Are High.
Are high. Seriously?
Yeah. Well, Angels We Heard Are High. And then in parens, oh, holy crap.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. Incredible. So did you go see it?
I did. And it's a funny show, but it's part of this conversation we're having, which is like people need relief, need escape, need to laugh. And this particular show is that it's a lot of laughter, a lot of joy. Very, very funny, very, very cutting. There's one skit which I think misfires a little bit, but it's experimental stuff, and that can happen.
That can happen. Exactly. Well, congratulations to Penumbra for putting on Black Nativity again. And if people want tickets, all you have to do is go to penumbratheater.org, I believe it is.
Yes.
I think it's penumbratheater.org to get your tickets. Also, I sent you an article in the New Yorker. I love the New Yorker. And this particular article had a headline that really caught me. It says, "Can a musical sponsored by a toilet manufacturer be a work of art?" And I found this a fascinating article. What did you think of it?
Well, I think... there's an embarrassment there, whatever. But I mean, funders come in all colors and stripes and everything. And I really think that for the artist, it's like, you know, do you have artistic control? Can you say what you want to say and be as expressive and creative as possible? Hey, you know, you could be sponsored by the Acme, this company, or the Acme, that company, or anything, you know, I don't necessarily get hung up on that part of it per se. And I don't think artists do as well.
Yeah. Well, I think Bathtubs Over Broadway is a great title. Can I just say that? No, seriously, I think it's really hilarious. I mean, if we can do Urine Town, we can do this.
Definitely.
Right? Bathtubs. And it's a new documentary by David Weisenart. That opens this Friday. And it says here, Steve Young is the one that for more than 20 years, a writer for David Letterman, became obsessed in the mid-90s with these particular shows, these industrial musicals, these plays produced by corporations. I know a little bit about that. I've done some of these things.
Yeah.
In my career, so I know what they're talking about. And it's really remarkable that someone picked up on it, his love for this, you know, being a part of this particular industry and now, you know, this particular piece being done. That's incredible.
And I think they have, artists are hungry and looking for opportunities If this is one way and clearly he's coming from a place of passion, hooray for him, you know?
Have you ever heard of these type of corporate shows? Have you ever written about them or?
We know about the corporate and the industrials, because they're mainstay of the industry, and especially for actors and people, and theater professionals, you can't live without them. And they used to be a lot more prevalent and more of them than they are now. This is the era of all kinds of video and other types of media to do that work. But I know a lot about industrials. I've seen a lot of them. We don't cover them per se. I mean, they're purpose driven and for a limited audience.
Well, there are many people that make a living from it. I can't tell you how many I've done in my life. It's been a lot, and I have enjoyed every bit of it. So it kind of hurt my feelings to call it, you know, in the article, it's called eccentric byproducts of show business. It really isn't. It's much more than that. This is what inspires that collection of workers, right? It inspires them as part of the family of whatever corporation it is to walk out of there saying, yes, I can go and do better and be better. And I think that's important.
Yeah. And it's also part of the whole ecology, I mean, of how artists make a living.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because they really did employ major artists. You know, a lot of times there were artists that would come on and participate in some of the shows, or they would just do a show at the end of the night, the last night of the 4-day event. You know what I mean? And they come in and do a big concert. I can't tell you how many big stars that I introduced. Gladys Knight and Sheryl Crow and so many others, right? And it was fun. It was exciting. It was exhilarating. And now here we are looking at a possibility of this piece coming to fruition. So I'm pretty excited about that. I couldn't wait to send it to you and see what you thought about it.
I know. Well, you know, and part of the thing, too, you've hit on it as well, is there's some hierarchy and a little bit of snobbery in some of this stuff in how some parts of the industry regard other parts of the industry. But I do think it's all in the mix, and it's all in the same ocean. This if you guys are having fun, have fun.
See, you make me feel better. Thank you, Rohan. What are you going to see next?
So this week, I am actually going to go see Elf as well, and there are a couple more holiday shows, but it's the season now, so it's all a celebration at this point, and winding up the year basically, and pushing forward to next year.
One last question: my grandbabies are coming. They're coming for our Christmas show. They're coming for Christmas. I cannot tell you how excited
Excellent.
I am. That's
Excellent.
Right. Say whoop whoop, right? Shaletta and I are celebrating. They live in Boston, as you know, and I cannot wait for them to get here. They were here last year for the same amount of time, and I had a chance to take them to see a couple shows, children's theater and several others, right? And so now I'm trying to figure out which shows do I take them to. They've already seen The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, and you know, I don't know if I should take them to the Christmas Carol because I really want to go see that show. Do you think a 6-year-old would be bothered by it? The ghost specifically?
I wonder. I don't think I brought my 6-year-old only because it's some of the atmosphere. It's not even that the ghost is scary, is that I remember the thunder was a bit much, you know. So I don't know. But I could check with them as well about that.
What about a Charlie Brown Christmas? Have you seen? I know you saw that on Broadway.
That's always a fun show. Is this a video? I mean, is this a movie version of it?
I'm not sure. It's at the Stepping Stone Theater, so probably so.
Okay. And then I know that over at Stages, they're doing Mary Poppins as well with a lot of kids in it.
Yeah, you and I talked about Mary Poppins that last one. You know?
Well, yeah, but this, I think, is a
this is different.
Production.
It's Mary Poppins Jr., in fact. That's through December 27th at the Hopkins Center for the Arts.
So it may be, that may be the case, you know?
Well, you know, it's always a pleasure having you on, Rohan. And I just got one last question. I said that was my last one, but I'm lying. Okay, so I was looking for you at Take Six. Were you there?
I was not there.
What is happening? I know you're a theater critic, but you're the guy that go to dance. You're the guy that go to concerts.
I love a lot of things. And I just had a conflict that evening. I couldn't do that. I couldn't make it as much as I wanted to.
Well, I can't argue with that. One last question.
I can tell you, Maxwell was here. I mean,
yeah.
I've missed. There's so much I've
Did you
missed.
Take your wife?
No.
What?
And another show that evening.
I know someone who bought tickets for her man. And then she said to me, she whispers, yeah, I really got them for me, but I thought I better invite my man. You know? Yeah, Maxwell. Oh, my God. So
I know.
There's so many concerts I've missed already. Good Lord.
I know. But and I will be coming. I promise you I will see your show this year. So
are you serious?
Excited. Yeah, I'm very excited. So
let me look outside and see if Jesus is coming. Is Jesus coming? I cannot believe it. Are you really?
I will be seeing your show. Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Rohan. All right, honey.
Yeah.
You know I'm looking for you now. Sit on the front row so I can mess with you. Right on the front row. Is your wife with you?
Absolutely.
You're yeah, y'all sit on the front row.
Tell Joe. Hey, so you had one other question for me, though.
What was that?
I don't know. You were telling me,
I
interrupted you.
Oh, I don't know. Let me tell you something. This is what's happening to me now. If you don't catch me, like, when I'm ready to ask the question, just stop everything and go, what were you going to say, Geraldine? And then I'm there. But you wait a couple of minutes, baby, it has walked out of my head. Just walked out of my head. Don't tell me that doesn't happen to anybody in your household. Come on.
Oh, my God. I know.
Right?
We're trying to push it off. We're trying to save it off.
I'm telling my children are mailing ginkgo biloba to me, honey. They just, Mom, what is happening to you? You know? Yeah. So anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing you, though. I won't forget that.
I don't.
All right. Rohan Preston, thank you so much
thank
for joining
you
us.
Thank you so much. This is a joy.
He is a friend for Center Stage. We absolutely love him. By the way, if you want to read all of his critiques, all you got to do is go to the Star Tribune, which is startribune.com/Rohan Preston. And there he is. We're going to take a break and then come back with some weather in just a moment. It is now 9:32 here at WCCO. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, we've been having a good time, and we sure hope that you have been enjoying Center Stage as well. My next guest, you know, we've been talking a lot about what's going on in entertainment, and this particular person I have been wanting to meet. I've heard so much about, as we talked about a moment ago with Rohan Preston. Elf the Musical is coming. It's in town. In fact, it's a hilarious tale of Buddy, a young orphan child who mistakenly crawls into Santa's bag of gifts and is transported to the North Pole. Now, you remember when Will Ferrell starred in this movie? It became a huge, huge hit. It's become a cult classic, in fact. And now it's on stage this month at the Ordway in St. Paul. Now, I get a chance to talk to Rod Cates, who is wrapping up his first season as artistic director. In fact, I see your title as producing artistic director. Welcome to WCCO. How are you, Rod?
I'm good. How are you, Geraldine?
I'm doing well. Is the title producing artistic director?
It's a lot of words, isn't it? But yeah, that's the title, because I guess I have to be artistic and produce and direct.
Yeah, but that's what you're used to. You are so used to that, right? Come on. That's part of your life. That's why you're here. And we're really excited that you are here. Tell me about this journey for you, bringing Elf the Musical, producing it and directing it.
Well, listen, I'm so glad to be talking to you again. You and I spoke, I guess it was right after I'd gotten a job or something late one night. And I remember before I got on the interview, I'd looked you up and I was so amazed at all the great things you've done. And I told you that you were clearly the goddess of the arts in the Twin Cities.
Yes,
and I still think that. But I've never gotten to meet you either.
Oh,
so
my God. We have never met. I've been in the facility looking for you, but I've never been able to meet you. So we're going to have to make that happen.
We have to coordinate. We have to get your people to talk to my people.
There
right?
you go.
Make that happen.
I'm good at making that happen. I will make that happen, by the way. Now, you know, you were picked because you can bring your vast experience on Broadway and from around the world to develop this new work that will advance diversity and inclusion. It says this on the website. Your job is to advance diversity and inclusion on the Ordway stages. And I was beyond excited about that. So how is it going so far?
It's been, you know, it's a real opportunity and an honor to be able to work at a place like the Ordway, which does so many different things. It's taken me almost this whole year just to figure out all the different things we do. I remember at one point it dawned on me that I said, this isn't a performing arts center, it's an artistic nation state. And it really feels like it. There's so much going on there. It's like one of the busiest artistic airports in the country. And going back to your earlier question, even though my title is producing artistic director, I didn't actually produce or direct Elf the Musical. Again, speaking about our diversity and variety, we do, in our Broadway series, two different kinds of shows.
Mm-hmm.
We will present touring productions, and then we produce our own productions.
Okay.
And sometimes that gets confusing, so I like to say presenting a tour is like going out to dinner to your favorite restaurant.
Yeah.
And producing a show is cooking a really fabulous gourmet meal for the people you love at home. They're both great. They're just very different.
And which one are you doing for Elf the Musical?
Elf the Musical, we're going out to dinner. So this is a touring company. It's a traveling the country. And they're coming to the very Christmassy Twin Cities for a long period of time and going to be presenting this lovely show, which you described so well, helping us all discover our inner elf.
Yeah, and it's a really big deal. Elf the Musical is so beloved. People just go because they saw it on television, whether they've ever seen it on stage or not. They absolutely love it. So how many are in the cast that are coming? Do you know?
I knew you were going to ask. I tried to look that up before, but I didn't get to. I couldn't find the number. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of elves. A lot of people with bells on. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's so popular. It's selling really, really well. I mean, we still have some good seats available, but they're going fast. So it's the sort of thing, if you haven't made plans for Christmas, now's the time to do it.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, it's so accessible. It's enjoyable. You know, it's about the true meaning of Christmas, and there's lots of plans. Flashy costumes and dance numbers. You know, I mean, what more do you want?
What more do you want? Okay, Elf the Musical is Wednesday through December 30th at the Ordway. So it's open already, right?
No.
It comes open this
December
Wednesday.
5th.
Okay, thank
December
you so 5th, much.
Right,
so
December 5th through 30th.
Okay, December 5th through the 30th at the Ordway. All you have to do is go ordway.org to get your tickets and go and see a great show. Now we have to talk a little bit about what is coming up next for you.
Well, there's great things. We have the Broadway series is just one of the many things we do at the Ordway. We present concerts, we present dance. So I do urge you to go to ordway.org and look at all the different things that we're doing. But tonight we're sort of talking Broadway, me and my friend Geraldine, with no one listening. I mean, I'm pretending like no one's listening, or I'd be too nervous.
I'm nervous too, talking to you, Rod.
The next one that's coming up is the Lincoln Center production of the musical Falsettos. That's February 18th through 24. It's a fantastic production, direct from New York, and this particular production is touring in only just a few select cities in America, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., Boston,
wow.
Chicago, and, of course, the Twin Cities. We really are an elite theater town. I can say we now because I've been here for a whole year, so I get to – I know you're not supposed to brag if you're a Minnesotan, but I'm going to brag because it's a great, great theater town, and I'm really excited.
And I love that you know that you've already come to know that here in the Twin Cities. So we're really excited to have you. And by the way, what did you call this? The what arts nation state? What was that?
Oh, I said the Ordway is not just a performing arts center. It's an artistic nation state.
You really should put that on a T-shirt.
I would buy that. Steel, goddess of the arts. In fact, one will be on the front of the T-shirt and the other will be on the back of the T-shirt.
I'm going to hold you to that, Rod.
I'm going to say you said it, not me.
You guys have so many great spaces over there at the Ordway, and we are so thrilled that you're still there. By the way, downtown St. Paul is absolutely stunning for the holidays. It's just beautiful. And so the Rice Park is almost done, right? You guys will get rid of all of that construction.
I'm supposed to be ready by Christmas. That's what I'm here. They're going to unwrap it, and it will be beautiful.
It's going to be beautiful.
And, yeah, let me just tell you quickly about the other ones. After that, we have Monty Python's Spamalot in April, kind of like Elf, and it is quite funny, slightly more irreverent than Elf.
Mm-hmm.
And following that, Jim Steinman's Bat Out of Hell in June, the famous Jim Steinman and all the Meatloaf songs. It was a concept album. Now it's a big musical.
Yeah. Wow. Incredible.
And the one I'm most excited about is our final show. Now, this is a show we're going to produce. So all those other ones that I just told you about, those are all touring productions that we're hosting.
Okay.
This 42nd Street is what's called an Ordway original. So it'll be cast with local performers, and we're going to make it right here, this home-cooked meal right at home. And this one, Geraldine, you're going to love this. It's not your regular 42nd Street. Our slogan is come and hear the brand new beat. It has updated jazz funk orchestrations. The Huffington Post said of the previous version of this in Chicago that it was bold, wild, and inventive. This is such an exciting new production with a very talented up-and-coming new choreographer named Jared Grimes. Remember that name.
Yeah.
Just won a Jefferson Award in Chicago and is also an Astaire Award winner. That's all happening in July. That show was previously done at the Drury Lane Theater in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and just got incredible reviews. 42nd Street for the ages, one of the critics said. So I'm very, very excited to be putting that together. And I you need to come to opening night and be sitting right next to me.
I will do it in a heartbeat. I'm telling you, get the T-shirt ready, though. Okay, Goddess needs to see the T-shirt, period.
Carolyn, I think on an opening night, you're going to show up in something a little dressier than a T-shirt. I know we haven't met,
just
but I
think
you're going to come in.
You got it, honey.
With something pretty fabulous.
That is so me. Rod, thank you so much for joining us here again on Center Stage, and we look forward to talking to you again, okay?
Great talking to you too, Geraldine. Thanks for having me.
That is Rod Cates. He is wrapping up his first season at as Artistic Director for the Ordway. We're going to come back in just a moment with our final guest in just a minute. It is now 9:42 here at WCCO. Welcome back. It really is all about arts and entertainment right here on Center Stage. We appreciate Chanhassen Dinner Theaters for presenting us. And, of course, this guest that is joining us tonight is over at the Lab Theater, which, by the way, if you have not been to the Lab Theater, you are missing something. It is a part of the entertainment community, and we do support them here on Center Stage. Ricky Milan is his name, and he's debuting a new holiday show jam-packed with funky horns, soulful harmonies, sophisticated tap dance, and your favorite holiday characters wound up into the family friendly mystery that is Who Brought the Humbug? That's the name of it. Who Brought the Humbug? There's a tune in that for sure. Now, this is happening December 6th through the 16th over at the Lab Theater in Minneapolis over in the Warehouse District. You do not want to miss it. You just go to Lab Theater, thelabtheater.org, and Ricky Milan is in studio with me to talk about it. How you doing, Ricky?
I'm fantastic, and that was a beautiful, I want to go to the show right now, but I got to go to be in it, but that was beautiful. Thank you for that.
You are very welcome. Man, I hear this show is going to be really fun. And when you talk about funky soul and all of that wrapped into one, and it's family entertainment too, tell me more.
Well, all we've ever known is me and my friends, we get down. So if it's a party, if it's a situation, how we get rid of our blues or how we work our way through this journey is through the funk, through the groove, through the music, through the dance. And it's always been our way of expressing and celebrating. In the holiday season is when everyone gets together to celebrate. So we're coming together to put this party together. And as we all know, we got to alleviate the blues from the party because, you know, it's tough to party when somebody's bringing those blues.
Right.
So we're going to get to the bottom of it. Who brought the humbug to this party? We're going to find it and we're going to alleviate the humbug.
I love this. Whose idea was this?
Mine.
I knew it. So tell me now, are you a musician, a singer, and a dancer?
This is Chris Rutledge, who just got into town from Los Angeles.
Hey, Chris.
Hey,
Peter.
And got him from the airport and got here. And I've been tap dancing with this kid. We tap danced on the street together in Santa Monica in the year. It's a long time ago.
Oh, no.
And we've been
Don't you tell me it's a long time ago. Don't you tell me that.
We've been on this dance journey for a hot minute and doing all the gigs and all the crazy things that you go through in this dance journey, in this music journey, in this performance journey. So, yeah, I started as a dance person. In fact, I got a scholarship for ballet to Philadelphia School of the Arts, and
no
I didn't
kidding.
Go. I didn't go.
That's
and my
all right.
mom,
but you decided why? And
my mom said, "You got a scholarship." I didn't get to go to college.
Right.
And Ricky, you have a scholarship.
Right.
You are going to college. And I said, "Mom, I got a dream. I'm going to New York City." And she was so upset. And years later, you go from auditioning for dance parts and teaching dance class to little kids and, you know, all these different challenges that come about to try to continue on your path and your way to be creative or find a way to be creative. And to do that, then soon I'm rapping on songs and soon I'm stage directing different projects. And you sort of wind and bounce off things and cobble your path together. And so I wanted to bring all these pieces from my life, some different patches from the different parts of the history of my life together to put this huge party together to all celebrate. Because as we change, I have a child now, a lot of people in the cast have kids, and the holiday season changes as your, you know, your relationship with Santa changes. So it all changes. And I wanted to bring us all together like in a movie or something and put on this show to celebrate together and to feel the real sentiment of the holidays. And hopefully we can get to that and alleviate that humbug to feel again the way we want to feel and the way we believe we can feel when we see each other in the music, see each other in the dance, see each other in the light of the holidays and not in the day-to-day struggle and the quick text. And I saw your post. It was great. And, you know, all that. But let's get back to it and let's just get to the music.
Okay, so who are the cast members of this quilt that you've built?
Okay, so I got my man here, Chris Rutledge, from Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and then my man Michael Keefe, who's coming in. His flight is in at 3 a.m., and he's very upset about it because it got delayed. Mm-hmm. And he's from Boston, and he's been living in L.A. now for the last 5 years, yeah. trying on his dance journey. And then one of my students from White Bear Lake, so we have that. Her name's Drew Geck. And so she's 23, and then those are the four tap dancers.
Yeah.
And then we have some players from local here, from New Sound Underground.
Oh,
and
my nephew plays for them.
Nice.
He's the drummer.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a couple of players from that are coming into
Love
it.
Love that band.
Yeah, so funky.
Oh,
I saw them.
So funky, man.
So I
started out jazz. They are so funky. It's ridiculous. Have you heard them yet, Chris?
I have, yes.
Oh, man.
So I've seen those guys play at First Ave. And I was just, yeah, I was just like, okay. And so this guitar player cat, David Feely from the group, and him and me started making these rap, I don't know, guitar rap things together. And then he introduced me to Ezra Tuolo, who's
a
singer.
Oh, God, I love Ezra.
Okay.
He and I have sung together. Love him. Dude, you've got some serious people happening here. Okay, so when you put this whole show together, what will people expect when they put their butts in those seats? What are you going to bring them?
That's a great question. I want to bring them, first of all, I want to bring them just energy, okay? So let's hit them with energy, let's hit them with tap dancing, and let's hit them with feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Feel good, feel good, feel good, feel good. And then as soon as we got you feeling on the vibe of the room is harmony of all this good, this feel good, this positive, this light, lighten it up, make it fun, make it fun, make it funky, make it fun. And once we have that vibe, that's when we can start to, the ride can really begin. And we can start to explore into the music and the artistry of the tap dance with the music. And we start to go into jazz. And we start to go into some blues moments. And as we're taking the music and the feel of the music those places, that's when we take the music, the lyrics and the concept of that humbug, that greater, bah, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
That I'm over it. That's when we start to introduce that concept, not only to the show, but to us as the individuals in the show. And hopefully by letting the music take us through that, it winds us down to the bottom, and the bottom's a great place to push off.
Well, I can tell you this. I didn't know what the hell you were talking about earlier, but I can tell you now that I do understand where you're coming from with this. And in order for people to have fun, in order for people to be uplifted, that is what you are bringing to them, I hope. That's what I gleaned from all that you've said. And Chris, Rutledge?
Rutledge, yes, ma'am.
Rutledge, welcome to the Twin Cities,
by
the way. You know, it's interesting because Ricky, you have connections to Boston and L.A. I have a daughter in Boston that just got her Ph.D. My son is in Los Angeles.
Nice.
So, you know, I feel connected to you all also. So tell us a little bit more. We only have a few more minutes. TheLabTheater.org is where people can get tickets.
Yep.
This is happening December 6th through the 16th.
This Thursday and all through this weekend. There's two shows on Saturday and a matinee on Sunday at 4 p.m.
I'm going to work hard to get my hips in that seat.
Get your hips in that seat.
I'm
Let's celebrate.
Now.
Let's get the
it's
music.
It's great to have you on, Chris. I wish you could have talked more.
Thank
I was just
no,
trying to figure
good.
Him out, okay?
It takes a lot, so he deserves
it.
He
takes
deserves
a lot. That is Ricky Milan. You want to definitely check it out at the Lab Theater downtown. Just go to thelabtheater.org. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you so much.
We'll be
much.
Back
Thank
in a moment
you.
With our last guest. You are listening to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. I just believe you got to know about it. By the way, we are giving away a pair of tickets right now to caller number 7. Caller number 7 is 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226. You will win one pair of tickets to the Saturday night show, December 15th at the Fitzgerald Theater with the Steels. And I'm so excited to have my family invite you to be a part of our experience. And it really is an experience. So we're taking caller number 7, 651-989-9226 or outside the metro area, 1-866-989-9226. If you can't come to the show, make sure you give them away to people that can come because we want to see those tickets in the building. We are so excited to be able to give those away thanks to WCCO Marketing and Promotions Department. So give us a call. We can't wait. All right, my final guest tonight. Do we have him? Is he ready?
I'm here.
Oh, awesome. How are you?
Carolyn, it's Billy McLaughlin.
I know who it is, darling. So glad that you joined us tonight.
Well, I've been listening for the last, hour and a half, and I can't believe how much ground one person can cover. You since 8 o'clock tonight, oh, my gosh. Community worship and green environment and the whole wonderful thing with Rohan, and then now learning about the Bah Humbug, that, you know, wow.
Thank you.
There's so much happening in the Twin Cities, and you're so great to be covering it.
That means a lot from you, Billy. I've admired you for a long time. You know this. And, of course, 2018 Holiday Christmastide Tour, which is what you are doing, is starting on December 6th. This is coming right around the corner. Tell me about Christmastide.
We already started. We played today.
Oh.
We played the last four nights. I think whatever update you got was, like, for the things that are coming ahead. But we started in Lakeville on Thursday night. We were at Wooddale Church on Friday.
Oh, great church. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We were in Bloomington last night. And then we just did the wonderful Chautauqua Fine Arts Center in Matamidi this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Shattuck St. Mary's?
No, that's coming up. That's that is the next one that you've got on your list.
Okay, so Chautauqua.
Yeah, we're doing our thing and finding our fans the way we've always done it, which is that a lot of people don't know about what we do, kind of the way we do it. It's very acoustic, but it's soulful, but it's kind of Celtic. It's like it's this thing where you know that your fans understand you, but you're still trying to share it all over Minnesota and wherever else we can go.
Yeah.
So we're going to be in Faribault. We'll be up in Detroit Lakes. We'll be in Cambridge. We'll be in Plymouth, Waconia. I mean, we're bouncing all around now. And because, as you know, the holiday season is a tight window.
It is.
Yeah.
So, and I'm so glad that you're still a part of that tight window. You know, we've gotten used to this. It's called simplegiftsmusic.net, by the way, if you want to go to their website. You've been doing this for a few years now, and it's been very successful. The last time I checked, though, didn't you have about 12 people on the stage?
Well, no, it's just at 7 right now. It started as a quartet, and it's grown. And, you know, one thing we feel a little bit bad about is it seems like every time you guys have your big shows, we have our big shows.
I know. That's but you're working the whole season.
I know, but we got to collaborate at some point.
I would love that.
I know. We'll find a way. As you guys, you know, your family has always had such an open heart towards the music that's going on all around the Twin Cities by different people. And we feel lucky that we feel a little connection with you, and we hope that can happen, you know, maybe next year or who knows when it will happen. But we're definitely taking our traditional hymns and carols and kind of a unique arrangements out to greater Minnesota and definitely all around the metro.
Have you started doing international tours yet?
No, well, I do them within my own work, but this group with moms that have younger kids, it's pretty hard to tour with the, you know, that becomes just a real kind of a, you know, how is the dynamic of the group going to work when some of the family elements are in there? So we really try to respect that with how we book our tour.
Mm-hmm.
And so we always make sure that there's not too many days in a row on the road, because people got to be, you know, we got to be parents too.
Yeah.
You know, we're not a bunch of teenagers, and I don't want to be one.
Right. Those days are long gone. Now, let me ask you this, though, Billy. You're a musician. You're a speaker. You're a composer, of course. You've done amazing work over your many years. How many years have you been in this business now?
34, 35. Yeah.
You've changed the music, but you've changed how people are playing. And so you've really had an impact. You get there in this tight window with the music. Are you still writing a lot of originals, even for the season?
Yeah, we actually, the last record had, I think, one of our best new, it's got that narrative thing between Joseph and Mary, kind of sharing what that evening, well, what the Christmas Eve experience was for them. That's on the most recent record. And we've got plans for a new record this year. So we're always looking for ways to either arrange something familiar but make it special, or to bring something new to the table.
Well, I really encourage people to get out and see you. You've done amazing work for so many years. A lot of people love you. They will follow you. I don't care if you're doing a show in your house or if you're doing a show at a big stadium somewhere. People love to come and see you. And this intimate show that you're doing for the holiday season is worth the ticket. So tell us how we can get more information.
Simple Gifts is the name of the group. And the website is just simplegiftsmusic.com. .net.
All right, I had it straight. How about that?
You did. You nailed it, Geraldine. You're the best.
Congratulations to you. Seriously, Billy, you've been doing it for a long time.
I'm not kidding about collaborating sometimes.
I'm very serious about that.
I know. We got some arrangements. I want to talk to Billy about some chord changes.
Okay, you got a deal. I'm going to send you my information, okay?
Okay, thank you, Geraldine.
Take care of yourself, Billy.
Yeah, take care. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. That's Billy McLaughlin. If you don't know who he is, he's been doing this for a long time, and it's called the 2018 Holiday Christmastide Tour, and it's taking place on December 6th. The shows that we're talking about tonight begins on December 6th at Shattuck, St. Mary's in Faribault, and wraps up with about five shows on the Lorraine on St. Croix. But you just heard him talk about how many other shows that there are during this Christmas season. And he understands that window of opportunity, and he's not taking advantage of it. He is doing exactly what he was put here to do, and he's really quite remarkable. He's been doing it a long time. If you don't know who he is, look him up. Simple Gifts Music. .net. Well, it's been a pleasure bringing Center Stage to you tonight. We've had a lot of different people in tonight to talk about their shows. The holidays is a really important season here, right? It's important to me, and I know it's important to you. And whether or not you believe in Christmas, whether it's Hanukkah, congratulations, or happy Hanukkah today, those that are celebrating, no matter what it is, it's the holiday season. And as we celebrate with family and friends, don't forget to make sure that you look after your neighbors, look after those that may not have the ability to have tickets to go to a concert. Buy them a couple pair of tickets to go and see a great show. They'll never forget it. All right? All right, we're coming up with Mom and Michael Hour in just a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.